Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome, everybody. Beautiful day in Chicago, again, with the nice weather here. We always throw in a little pearl from the Sports Doctor, the kind of terrible twos. Don't overdo it if you're starting some outside exercise programs, whether it's walking, jogging, playing tennis, etc., a lot more golf. Pay attention to some graduality. The terrible twos are doing too much too soon, or being too aggressive. Hey, you know, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, still a bestseller. I'm so excited about it with my co-author, Sharky Zartman. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But for the parents out there of the youngster, an essential guide with parents with their children in sports, they'll catch that. Great doubleheader today. We're going to have Dr. Ivan Figueroa Otero, former pediatric surgeon. He's an author, and he's really a holistic physician, an acupuncturist. He's going to join me. And then a little bit later, Tom Meredith. Tom's the former owner of Tom's Gym back in the 80s, 90s. He also was the creator of Fitness Edge, this great publication, ran for about 3 years. And he's the new owner of 220 Fitness. And then we'll be the Sports Doctors In segment with your email. So let's jump right in, Dr. Ivan Figueroa Otero. I'm going to call you Dr. Ivan. You can call me Dr. Bob. How's that?
No problem, Dr. Bob. You can call me Dr. Ivan. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let's give us a little bit of a brief history and background about what you're doing, and what some of your history is.
Well, being 73 years old, Dr. Bob, it's got to be very abbreviated. It's been a long, long, very fruitful, interesting life.
Highlights.
Okay, the highlights, traditional, very good student. Honor student from university, went to medical school in Puerto Rico, graduated in Puerto Rico. Then I went to a five-year general residency program, surgery program. From then, I did a two-year stint in pediatric surgery, one in Miami and one back in my home territory. And then I got certified in pediatric surgery. I stayed in the hospital. I finished working as an attending. I became the director of the pediatric
surgery. What type of pediatric surgery, doctor? I'll call you
Mainly,
Dr. Otero.
It's called general pediatric surgery.
Okay.
It depends on your field. Most of us are within the abdomen, some in the chest. We do no bones. We do no brain. We do no heart. Okay? So basically, it's most of the, what would be a general surgery of children, but we specialize. Some people do kidneys. I just do, my main field had been or was congenital diseases in newborns. That's what we are really here for. The rest are just simple things that we do in day-to-day life, the bread and butter. But I used to treat people. For example, I treated her though. She had no vagina, and I reconstructed her vagina, and she delivered three kids through that. So I did a pretty good job.
I would think an absolutely great job. And then, again, the metamorphosis, as you included, and again, on the Sports Doctor, we talk a lot for decades about the preventive medicine, about complementary medicine, about Eastern medicine. about acupuncture numerous times. I wrote an article about acupuncture, my associate, Dr. Lee. I called it 4,000 years old and still a secret. So the
my last medical term, it's a recent article I wrote, I can send it to you, called the holographic theory of disease, in which I use the holographic sense that it's really an integrative unit. It's an entangled universal unit where we experience life as an experience. And we are spiritual beings experiencing a lower dense life. So everything is integrated. So that's really what integrative medical care is. It's to see the whole picture. And we see ourselves as part of a unit. It's whatever happens to one part of the universe affects me and vice versa. We're not independent. As a biological unit, as a physical body, we seem to be independent because of our DNA line. And we seem to run in lines and races and colors and all that, but we're not really independent, spiritually-like. In the spiritual unit, we are all together. We have the same...
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting, and again, we've had so much attention. I'll even call it the mental game. We've had all sorts of mind-body attention on the sports doctor, talking about whether it was in the world of yoga, whether it was in the world of mindfulness. And these are a couple of areas, again, that athletes and people who wanted to be well, people who wanted to be fit, were really starting to pay much more attention to here in quote-unquote the West, yeah. Right?
Yes, that's right. It's a balance. These great athletes are very balanced human beings. You can't do physically just work with the body and just work at the body and become a balanced athlete. You got to work with the mind and the spirit. These are complete people. And those complete people become great athletes. And they can handle the pressure and they can handle the expectations they have from them because they're balanced. They understand. And also the motivation of why do you want to succeed. What is the purpose? The purpose is you being recognized by somebody else as being number one, number two, or number three, or is the purpose of you recognizing yourself that you're doing the best for what you've been given?
You're a commercial for my book. You're a commercial for my book, Dr. Otero.
Really,
hashtag
his
sports parent. Yes, which is
that's
all
right.
Aspects.
You have to, why do we want to succeed? People want to succeed to be recognized from the outside. For example, look at this young men who are the gold medal, the silver, and the bronze. Now, everybody remembers the gold medal, but ask people who won the bronze medal in the same condition. And the difference between one another could be split seconds, milliseconds. And that third young man, if he was only looking for the recognition by the outside, would be a very unhappy person, because he only got a bronze medal. Yet a person who is balanced as an athlete, has done his best, and he got a bronze medal, he will walk away with pride in what he did. And he will feel good about himself. You know the difference?
Yes,
you have it in the book.
Absolutely an area that we find fascination. You know, one of the chapters in my book, Asking the Experts, where we include some mental training experts, and we include a psychiatrist, sports psychology, again, talking about all aspects of performance, including, again, health and wellness, let alone, let's say, in an athletic population. This mind-body connection, the addition of spirituality. There aren't many serious professional athletes who don't pay attention, either knowingly or not, right, to...
Yes.
That mind-body connection.
Yes, yes, there's no question about it. It's a burgeoning field, and the problem is sometimes it's exploited because by the people who do the training in a manner that is not the proper one. And the goal is to find the balance within yourself to get the mind-body connection in the right balance, the spirit. And I always say that when you find your purpose, life purpose, which is very different for every human being, you get up every morning with a feeling of joyfulness. I do that. At 73 years old, I still get up with pain. I have problems. I have economic situation. I just went through the hurricane in Puerto Rico. My office was closed for about 3 months, so I know what the problems are.
Brother, Puerto Rico. I want to talk more about it. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go back 10 years if you go to radio shows and pick out what topics, who you'd like to listen to. It's an endless array internationally of people in all aspects of health, wellness, sports medicine. Again, tremendous attention to parenting the child athlete, drugs and sports, et cetera. You could zip over to newspaper articles, and you can read about the exciting article on women in high heels accepting the challenge, and some great articles on everything from choosing the best shoe to concussions and specializations. Important areas. We're talking Dr. Ivan Figueroa Otero, again, a former pediatric surgeon. He's the author of Spirituality 103, Forgiveness Code. And again, when you read the title, you say, well, you know, what does this have to do with health, wellness, fitness, high performance? We were just listening to a lot of what this has to do about that. Talk a little bit about your book.
Well, my book, I really guided my book based on the experience I learned from myself, my misgivings, my mistakes, and those that my patients share with me. My life has been learning from other people's mistakes and from my own, and being able to share that to get other people to understand that making mistakes is the only way to learn. Some people don't understand that being mistaken is part of the process of learning. And if you don't understand that, then you will never progress.
Well,
some people think they want to be perfect. People want to be perfect all the time. Everything has to be right from the beginning.
Yeah,
that is not right. That is not right.
But your attention to Chinese medicine and acupuncture, again, with my colleague, Dr. Jing Li, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, is something that you pay a lot of attention to, isn't it?
Yes, but the problem is why? It's not because it's strange.
I would think it's about energy.
Or different. It's because the philosophy behind the yin and yang is a spiritual-based philosophy, which taught me a lot. At that time, I was a Buddhist practitioner, Tibetan Buddhist practitioner for about almost 30 years. I was active in the process, and I learned to see the universe and the way we look to the universe in a balanced state.
How do your colleagues in medicine go along with accept this
intention? It depends on the degree of ignorance they have. The more ignorant they are, the more arrogant they act in their way. And the advantage I had, since I was professor of surgery here, most of the surgeons in Puerto Rico were trained by me.
Yes.
So when I started talking about this, they would try to goof me off and kid me, and what are you doing, Doc? And you know, being such a scientific mind. And then I said, listen, there's a science based of this. There's evidence of clinical results of this, and I do it. I have my experience. And if you make an opinion about what I'm doing and you say that my system doesn't work, I will have to ask you for references. Which book have you read? And if you give me the books and the journals that you have read to say that my system doesn't work, then I can understand you. But I don't understand you because you haven't done it, so you're very ignorant. And
what's
so
your
I will
website?
Play around with them.
What's and the website, people? What's the website, Dr. Ivan, that the people can, Otero, O-T-E-R-O. What's your website?
You can use, it's ifigueroa.allauthor.com. ifigueroa.allauthor.com. Com. I like that one because that has all my lives, my interviews, my books. It's all in there.
Oh,
the other one
oh,
I have. That... The other.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And where are you?
I am in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in my office right now. I'm just finishing my last patient, and I'm talking to you from my office.
Okay. How is it going in Puerto Rico, that incredible challenge
It has been a learning experience. It has been a focus of PTSD. It's a nation with PTSD. It's been a post-war scenario.
Wow.
But it really has been impressive to live this experience. I call it prolonged camping. At one time, for about 3 months, we had no people, didn't have any light. Someone didn't have any water. And they were surviving in camping mode. And some were more lucky they had. But it was really difficult, and it still is. Economically, you have to remember that we were bankrupt when the hurricane hit us. And
right,
it makes
before
me
you
very
started.
Angry. Yeah,
Were you able to practice medicine?
I'm sorry, I was able to what?
Were you able to continue your practice,
For three months, I was not able. I was able to come to my office, but I had no air condition, no electricity, so I could not have, patients could not get to my office. There was no transportation. Areas were isolated. There was no communication in the phone line.
Wow.
So it was really a worse scenario. So for 3 months, I made no income. And so that, I can tell you what, difficulty. But
so your general practice, as an MD, then you would consider yourself a general practitioner who includes big time the mind, body, spirituality
connection. I am classified now as a general practitioner doing holistic and integrative medical care and acupuncture. But my real practice is acupuncture within the spiritual view of the universe. I like to work with a human being in an integrative manner. So I treat my patient as real, like a hologram. A hologram. Everything is there together. So I work with them in all levels at the same time. And you mentioned my book, Spirituality 103, The Forgiveness Code. The Forgiveness Code is understanding our mistakes, but not forgetting them. If you forget your mistakes, you don't learn from them. So you have to understand your mistakes, and then from there we grow. As I look my life, I'm 73. I look back at different stages of my life. Initially, I look back with a lot of anger and shame. I was raised in a dysfunctional family. I had a lot of difficulties. I went through a difficult marriage, and all those.
Were you in the United States?
Upon myself. No,
have
I was.
Have you been
in
Puerto Rico forever?
Always, except when I came to the space train. That's all. When I did my training, but
wow.
I've been in Puerto Rico all my life. I was born here, my life, and I'm very proud of my country and enjoy. This is a beautiful island. You see these beautiful islands? Anywhere you take a corner, you run into a beach. You go into a car.
Right.
You can't avoid hitting the beach. And the mountains.
That's very,
mountains
that's hard to argue with. Yeah, it really is. And the as you watched acupuncture and the addition of acupuncture in all aspects, again, in healing, in those types of areas, is really something that... it's fantastic you were able to put this together. The time flew by. Give us the website, Dr. Ivan Figueroa Otero. I know our connection's been challenging, but hey, man, you're calling from Puerto Rico. Give me the website again, please.
Okay, the one I recommend where you have all my story is ifigueroa.allauthor.com.
Okay.
Figueroa.
Good luck. Good luck to you with your book. Hold on, Dr. Ivan. Hold on a second.
No problem.
Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the sports doctor. Want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sports? Section two is the sports doctor's in, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts. 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago. We're back on the Sports Doctor. You know, Tom Meredith is a guy I go back a long time with. Tom was the creator of the iconic Tom's Gym back in the 80s. He also was the creator of what was called Fitness Edge, which was a way ahead of its time periodical. It was my pleasure to write with it. We had some amazing people. Tom delivered him personally. And he's back in the fitness world with 220 Fitness. Hey, Tom Meredith, welcome to the Sports Doctor, man.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Give us a little bit of, Tom, of your history and background that I was just talking about leading up to you. You've always been involved in fitness in one way or other. Give us a little bit of a history and background.
So I went to school at George Williams College, studied exercise physiology, and I decided to, I really thought I wanted to be a gym teacher, and then I decided, you know what, I really want to get in the fitness business. So I opened up a gym, and it started out in my basement, then it turned into my garage, and then I opened up a small storefront, and that's small storefront went to a larger one and then even up to like 10,000 square feet. Now, this was back in the 80s, you know, when fitness wasn't that big, you know, so we were like one of the first gyms around in the areas. And, you know, it took off from there. And then I, as you said, I published the Fitness Edge newspaper, which was, you know, kind of like my baby. I mean, every time a new publication came out, it was, you know, oh my God, I can't wait to see it. And we had a readership back then of almost 200,000 a month, which was incredible because, like you said, most of them were hand delivered and they were
people need to understand the team you put together. People like Dr. Bob Goldman wrote for Fitness Edge. My longtime colleague, the famous kinesiotherapist, sports therapist, Bob Guida, wrote for you. The late Jim Vickery, the famous sports psychologist, wrote stuff for you. I think Mike Andrews. Who'd I mix? Who mixed in with the
Dr. Salvatella, Mike Salvatella, Tom Dieters, Dr. Tom Dieters. He went on to be the editor-in-chief of Muscle and Fitness, and took Weider to the next level of his business.
Top of the world.
Brian McCaskey. Yeah. Brian McCaskey wrote. It was, I was so fortunate just to have and become friends with people like you and the top people in the whole fitness world. And I was able to maintain that friendship, you know, for 30 years. It's been incredible.
Yeah, you know, it is true. Back in the days of Tom's Gym, most of medicine didn't know how to spell the word fitness. You know, does it have one T or two? So clearly, you know, now, and this is one of the great mysteries, which is with a gym today, I won't say on every corner, but physical therapy and this tremendous awareness. And we have the same challenges, whether it's childhood obesity that I've talked about for decades on The Sports Doctor, or it is, again, in the fitness in the average American, a person. So you are now recently back. Tell us about your new, I saw you with a YouTube. There you were with Bob Guide on someone's radio show.
Yeah, exactly. It was a TV show. The Don of Sports is a local cable TV show. But so this whole idea came from kind of a few years in the making, because people's biggest excuse why they didn't work out is that they didn't have time anymore. With today's hectic schedule, you know, they didn't have time. And then I go back to my friendships that I have with Bob Guida, with Dr. Tom Dieters, with, you know, Dr. Brett Osborne. And over the years, just been able to sponge all this material from them and said, I don't know what, I have all this stuff in my bank here. I want to share it with people. And so I took something from this expert, I took something from this expert, and I put together this gym. It's called 220 Fitness, and it's based on two workouts a week, 20-minute workouts.
Now, I hope you're working those seat and ankles, man.
Yeah, you know? We are. In fact, right? I think of you every time I put someone in the dart. Remember the dart, the exercise?
Yes, absolutely.
That you have.
You got to take a look. You got to take a look at one of our newest sponsors, this unique sand dune stepper, where you're simulating beach resistance with your feet, and just a fascinating unit. But yes, you were around all those times with the rubber bands and the importance of balance training. And sometimes people forget, that's right, you came out of an exercise physiology background.
Yeah, and I'm not the expert, you know, again, I blame it on my friends that I have. They are the experts. These are the top guys in the United States, I feel, in the fitness world. I mean, you know them all very, very well, and I'm just fortunate to have them as friends and was able to take stuff from them. The workout that basically we do at 220 Fitness is the one that Bob Guida kind of used for his Mr. Universe victory. It's very similar to what he did. So that's
back
where back
in the 60s.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. America, Mr. Universe back in the 60s. It was the late 70s I met Bob Guida. He always had a tremendous regard for the role of the foot in everything. And that's why he and I got married almost years ago. And, you know, his tremendous attention to balance work. You know, Guida used to call it instability training. So he became somebody that they would visit from all over the world. You know, and it's interesting, your original Tom's gym was in Addison, Illinois. You're still in Illinois, right? 220 Fitness, where are you?
We're in Bloomingdale, Illinois, just right down the street from Addison, yes. And this is my first location. I hope to open up three of them in the near future and then look at maybe selling the franchises.
Yeah, is there a website you guys have?
It is. It's 220fitness.com.
Okay. And the again, you know, you were always somebody, you were involved. There was a lot of young athletes came through Tom's gym. A lot of parents, a young athlete, again, who came through Tom's gym. And there was a lot of attention to prevention way back in Fitness Edge. And the ability, like you're talking about with your new philosophy, which is to try to fit something in the time of the 20 minutes, a couple of times a week. What age groups are you involved with?
So it's kind of crazy that, you know, when people first ask me, well, what's going to be my target audience, you know? And I said, it's going to be everyone, because we're going to show people they can be successful at this. I have people, younger people that are 12, 13, and 14 that are, we're working on their posture, you know, they're just trying to strengthen the muscles. I have women that are in their 70s that never lifted before, and we're showing them that they can be successful in the fitness routine. What I did is I created some technology to computerize every machine. So people aren't just in there for 20 minutes roaming around. It's a structured workout, and it measures their performance. So then each time they come in, they try to better themselves. What if it's one more rep on this machine or 10 more pounds on this machine? At the end of the 20 minutes...
What about the young athletes? You know, again, of course, I'm asking because we're just publishing the book. You remember Melissa Orth?
Of course.
Yes, Missy Orth, you know, the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I think she was 12 when I put orthotics in her sneakers. She was a great gymnast who did lots of running, and she became and she takes part in the new book talking about the whole world of physical. Another one of the many connections Tom Meredith had over the moons. We're going to talk more about that and his new facility. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, we're back live from Chicago. We're hanging around Chicago. The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Welcome everybody back. We're hanging around. We're talking to Tom Meredith, homegrown Chicago, Addison, Illinois. He was the previous owner of the famous, infamous Tom's Gym back in the 80s, again, which was one of the first fitness facilities. And he's opened a new facility a month ago, 220 Fitness. We were talking a lot about some of the off-air past individuals who wrote for you, who were working with you. And you got one of Bob Guider's. I used to call him Bob Guider's pups. He's got so many disciples, man. And you got, so I understand Carson Smith's working with you at 220 Fitness.
I'm so fortunate to find Carson Smith. Yeah, he's unbelievable. The knowledge that he has, that he's, you know, he seeked out Bob Guider, and those two just became a great pair. And, you know, Carson's the type of guy that just sponges off of Bob, and he learns so much. And
Spent a good couple of years with him. And, again, Bob is a great professor of structure and balance and stability, again, and safety. And I don't want to say he invented rubber bands, but man, when I was back then, we had to go find rubber companies, you know, who would, we could make some sort of stretch bands. My problem was I didn't stay on the business side, spry products. know, would have been a whole different world in that regard. So the high performance kid, the serious high school kid, or even younger, again, you know, Carson sees a lot of. Are you guys going to be paying attention to that population?
Oh, definitely. In fact, we have kids who, you know, are working on their. On their posture, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get them confident looking again. So many of the kids, you know, their shoulders are drawn in, and they walk real quiet. You know, they instead of standing tall, good posture, and just healthy. We're kind of instructing them on proper foods to be eating, and Carson's working on exercises to bring their shoulders back and their feet, you know, the proper feet exercises. I mean, it's amazing what we're doing, and the results people have gotten so far. I've only been open like a little bit over a month, and I've had people lose 3, 4, 5% body fat already in this short period of time just from working out twice a week. It's amazing.
Well, I think, again, you know, it's interesting. We had a famous holistic physician, first guest, Dr. Otero. We've talked a lot about Eastern and Western medicine being so intertwined in sports medicine. We've talked a lot. I spend a lot of attention on the mental game. We have people really from all over the world talking about from sports psychology, the whole attitude problem. And, again, the general population. You know, we're in a tremendous challenge with youth obesity and the whole aspect of health. It's interesting, you know, if there's one thing Guida used to talk about all the time, pay such attention to, again, it was posture. So here we are all these decades later, some reattention makes an awful lot of sense because, again, not everybody plays sports. And the idea of fitness is a great attention getter. And I would assume, you know, I would always ask, if you're working with kids, then I, you know, how's your sports psychology skills, Thomas?
Oh, I love it. I love sport. Volition is my favorite word. You know, the will to choose. You know, and I kind of like mentored like Dr. David Cook. He's a sports psychologist, and
yes.
I listened to his tapes and read his books. I'm just such a big fan of his, and amongst others, people that you've actually had on your show. So I kind of try to follow that a real lot because everything is volition. If you know, it's your choice whether if you're going to put a donut in your mouth or if you're going to have a healthy snack. You know, it's your choice whether if you're going to go and work out or if you're going to sit on a on the couch and watch TV. So everything is about choices and volition. And so, yes, I'm a big sports psychologist fan.
There's no doubt about it, again, whether it's somebody who's, again, trying to stick with their program, somebody who's even trying to start a program, somebody who wants to be as healthy as they possibly could be till they're maybe 100 years old, definitely into their 80s, that they want to pay attention. Again, or whether your son or daughter is playing junior high school sports, you know, the overuse injuries in youth sports is epidemic. So is burnout. It's a big part of the attention we paid in the whole philosophy of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. There's a lot of these different sides. Nutrition is such a big deal. There's no doubt about it. It's amazing when we've talked about childhood obesity and some of the effects of some of this stuff, Tom. I had the author of the great movie, it's called Fat Boy Chronicles, Michael Buchanan. He wrote the screenplay, and he talked about the fact that over 50% of bullying was weight-related. And it was
wow.
Like, wow. It's just, and, you know, self-esteem. And when you're talking about, hey, stand up straight, get your shoulders back, it's got a little bit of that tune in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, definitely. I was fortunate, again, Dr. Brett Osborne. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not, but he's an anti-AIDS doctor down in Florida.
That yes.
I was. I
sent you five messages.
I know,
sent you five messages over the years for you to get him on my show.
I'm trying. I know he has been on The View. I know he did The View before. He does so many brain surgeries, and he's any minute that he extra he goes to his.
Oh, is he a neurosurgeon? Is he a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Yes, I've had, you know, for 20 years we've talked concussions on The Sports Doctor. I've had leading people. I've had a half a dozen neurosurgeons. Love to have them. It's such a big deal. You know, we have a couple of experts chiming in on concussions in the book. And the idea of that's an interesting mixture, health, wellness, and neurosurgery. You know?
Well, I'll reach out to him again.
Cool.
But getting through, I will definitely do that for you.
So you're open a month, and you'd like to see, and right now Carson is spending time working with you. You're in Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Yep.
How big a space do you have?
So they're very small footprints. The stores are going to be very small footprints, and it's we have it by appointment, so there's no waiting. People go on our phone app, they press what time they want to come in, they pick 3:05 p.m. They're in and out in 20 minutes, and that's their time, you know. So it's well managed throughout the day. There's no waiting in line. There's no one pushing you through the workout. Carson or myself are there all the time, and we help people through their workouts, give them different ideas on how to perform the movements. And, yeah, and the success rate is unbelievable, and it's only been a month.
Yeah, that's really that's exciting to hear. Are you still playing adult hockey?
I
know you're a golfer. Every once in a while,
I am a golfer. I used to play 120 rounds of golf a year. And you talk about training with the feet and stuff. We used to train in our bare feet for balance. You know, just to get
the sand dune. That's what I called Bob Guida. Guida used to say to me, "I want my athletes to strengthen their feet like the famous Von Kliburn, the piano player's hands." And 40 years later, I called him. I said, "Here it is, Bob. Carson's got it. Did he bring the sand dune stepper over to your gym?"
He did not yet, but I'll ask.
All right, tell him to show it to you. You'll love it. He's got it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, again, I don't care what your sport is. You don't care what your level is or what your son or daughter happens to be playing. Foot ankle is a major, major key at your foundation. We really, really need to include that in paying attention. Today, in the senior population, preventing a falling balance is a huge area, Tom. I'm sure that Guida was paying so much attention to that with the older population.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Which is me.
Yeah, I know it is.
Right. I knew the time would fly by. Give us the website again, Tom. People could find out more about 220.
Wonderful. It's 2x20fitness.com. And we're in Bloomingdale, Illinois. Come try us out. You're going to love the workout. We have everyone from professional athletes in our facility to someone who's never even worked out before, and
I'm going to come over and visit, man. I'm going to come over and visit. Tom Meredith, thanks so much. Tommy, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the sports doctor. Want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sport? Section two is the sports doctor's in, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts, 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Staying in Chicago, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. It's the Sports Doctor's In segment where I talk about who's coming on over the next week or two. We answer some emails. Again, if you want to send me an email, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, you can check out, go to Amazon, man. We're still a number one new release bestseller. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. If you go there on Twitter, you'll pop into either Sharky, my co-author, or my Twitter. Thousands of followers, lots of great information. If you just go onto Twitter, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Next week, great show. Gina Pongetti. Gina is a world-class physical therapist, the chief physical therapy colleague locally. She comes out of the gymnastics world. She's specialized in helping the entertainment industry and traveling shows stay fit. She'll be my first guest. Then Timur Halligan. Timur is a former pro tennis player. Now he's a coach of so many different champions. Five-star tennis, Timur Halligan. The following week, speaking of tennis, Mark Kovacs is one of the sport of tennis's leading high-performance specialists, but he's not limited to tennis. High-performance sports activity, Mark Korbach. And then my co-author of the book, Sharky Zartman, Sharky radio host. Sharky's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. She was a national team player, and she co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with me. She both her daughters were Division I volleyball athletes, so she'll be joining me. Now we're going to, again, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Rich, first up, said my son is 10 years old. He's playing soccer. He wears cleats. Is that a good idea? You know, Rich, it's one of the big problems we have is heel problems in young growing boys and girls. There's a big growth center in the back, bottom of the heel. Easily aggravated. It could be problematic. So the idea of cleats, really before adolescence, ideally I wouldn't have them. I'd be in a multi-nub shoe, one that doesn't have a cluster of cleats right underneath that heel. Ideally, if he hasn't had any problems, and the millions of other kids who don't, and he's wearing cleats, then I wouldn't fight with you. But it's a common aggravator of growth center irritations in the heel. Sometimes we'll see these boys or girls, and it might be the third season already where we hear the story. You know, as soon as he starts doing a lot of running, his heels are bothering him, and we rested him, and et cetera. So we use a lot of orthotics very, very successfully with these kids when it's been a problem. Ellen says, my 45-year-old, or I am a 45-year-old walker. I had bunion surgery a couple of years ago. Orthotics important. I presently don't have them. Ellen, yes, the correction or realignment of the kind of foot imbalance that led to the development of the bunions is something that should be controlled and supported with custom orthotics. We've had much, much better success when that's included. If you're doing real well, I won't say it's something that you need and must have, but I'd come very close to that. I would expect you to have a better chance of holding the kind of correction you had if you include orthotics, especially in your sneakers and athletic-type shoes, golf shoes, walking shoes. Yes. Bob says my daughter's a 13-year-old figure skater. You know, she's had knee problems on and off. She does skate 5 days a week and already is doing double jumps. You know, Bob, it's one of my specialties. Front page of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is a picture of Evan Lysacek, the 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, and his mom with his gold medal. And it's a wonderful quote he gives to his mother. And on the bottom is a couple of sentences of mine. I say I put orthotics in Evan's skates when he was 10 years old. The rest is history. It's true. One of the biggest reasons we're using orthotics in figure skates, especially with girls with knee problems, the foot imbalance, pronated feet, directly affects knees. We magnify that with the mechanics of skating where we're raising the center of gravity. See a good podiatrist, ideally sports podiatrist. Properly done, orthotics are, not only will they help her knees, they'll enhance her as a skater in every direction, whether it's edging, whether it's balance, whether it's speed, power. That's what I've seen over the decades. Cheryl says, I'm 40. My mom is 68 years old. She had surgery. I've got hammer toes. They don't bother me. My daughter's 12 years old. She plays soccer. She looks like she's got the same foot. Is this hereditary? Yes, it is. Not in all instances, Cheryl, but it's not unusual. In my surgical career years ago, again, we would see whether it was bunion or hammer toe surgery, again, on maybe somebody in her late 60s or early 70s. Her daughter maybe in her 50s or middle 40s, and then we were seeing the same thing, the same foot mechanics that develops those contracted or hammer toes and then problems with corns, or might be related again to that dislocating big toe joint a la bunion and the bump and the problem of pushing the toes out of the way. Pay attention, especially to the 12-year-old. I have found using orthotics over the decades is our best way to reduce the mechanical forces causing some of these deformities. Without a time machine, I can't tell you if it would stop or prevent. It seems to me it slows down the change. So I've had athletes who are wearing orthotics into their 50s. We still haven't seen them as a surgical problem. So pay a big attention to that. If your hammer toes don't hurt, I would, again, look at the idea of including orthotics in whatever you're doing in your sneakers to try to control those forces and stay out of trouble. Maybe the last one, Steve says, my son is 16 years old. He's had a sprained ankle. They said it's a grade 2. Does it need rehab? Yes, it does, Steve. All ankle injuries should be properly evaluated and rehabilitated. Long-term repetitive ankle problems can be a major hassle, whether it's development of arthritis in the foot ankle or whether it's problems above in the knees or low back. So pay attention to rehabilitation. Have the doctor send your son to physical therapy and have him supervised with his strengthening and correction of any imbalances. Should he be in a brace? Does he play sports? At what level? But I don't care what the level is. You want to include that he is properly rehabilitating because, again, repetitive sprains, it's common to neglect it. It's common to say, well, you know, we'll walk it off. Don't do it. Do some strengthening. Again, we want to thank everybody, all our supporters. Thank our guests today, Dr. Otero, Tom Meredith. It's the Sports Doctor. Catch you next week. or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.